Zirid stared out the canopy at Ord Mantell's star and controlled the flash of temper. He knew that if Orin suspected him of double-dealing, or just didn't believe his story, a word from the man would turn Era into an orphan.
Convenient?
Let me tell you what's convenient, Orin.
Word is that lots of deals have been going sour because the Exchange won't play nice with the other syndicates, including the Huts.
And nothing explains lots of deals going sour except a leak.
That tells me the Exchange is venting O2.
Orin did not miss a beat. Zirid almost admired him.
If one of my flyers thought there might be a leak, he might also think it an ideal time to make a play for some goods himself. Especially if he had heavy debts. Make it look like an ambush of, say, 8 men. After all, there's a ready excuse at hand. This strife with the other syndicates you mentioned.
He might, Zirid said. But only if he was stupid. And stupid I am not.
Listen, you gave me the drop coordinates on Ord Mantell. Send someone there, a surveillance droid. You'll see what I left there.
But do it quick. Someone is going to clean up that mess before long, I'd wager.
So, how did you manage to kill 8 men?
The discussion was about to take a turn for the worse.
They were too close to one of the shipping containers full of grenades when it blew up.
Orin paused.
One of our shipping containers blew up?
Zirid swallowed hard.
I lost it in the escape. The rest of the cargo is intact.
A long silence followed, an abyss of quiet. Zirid imagined Orin flipping through the file cabinet of his mind, cross-referencing Zirid's story with whatever other pertinent facts Orin already knew or thought he knew.
This wasn't my fault, Zirid said. You find your leak, you'll find who's at fault.
You lost cargo.
I saved cargo. If I hadn't sussed this out, the whole shipment would have been lost to pirates.
It would have been recovered. It is difficult to recover exploded grenades. Do you agree?
I would have been dead.
You are replaceable. I ask again. Do you agree?
Zirid could not bring himself to respond.
I choose to interpret your silence as agreement, Z-Man.
Zirid glared at the speaker while Orin continued.
At best, you will get paid only half for the job. The amount of lost cargo will be set against that and added to your marker. It was already in excess of 2 million credits, if I remember correctly. The note on the ship and some loans against your gambling.
Orin always remembered correctly. The job would net negative for Zirid. He wanted to punch something, someone, but there was no one in the cockpit but him.
This makes me look bad, Z-Man. And I very much dislike looking bad. You will make this up to me.
Zirid did not like the sound of that.
How?
A pause. Then...
By doing a spice run.
Zirid shook his head.
I don't run spice. That was our understanding.
Orin's voice never lost its calm, but the edge on it could have gouged armor.
The understanding has changed, contingent as it was, on your successful completion of assignments. You owe us a large sum of credits, and you owe me a large sum of face. You'll make up both with a few spice runs. That's where the credits are, so that's where you will be.
Zirid said nothing, could say nothing.
Are we clear, Z-Man?
Zirid scowled, but said,
clear.
Return to Volta. I will be in touch soon. I have something in mind already.
I'll bet you do.
Zirid thought, but didn't say. The channel closed, and Zirid let fly with a sleet storm of expletives. When he'd finally vented, he cleared Ord Mantell's gravity well and its moons, set a course for Volta, and engaged the hyperdrive.
I'm a spice runner now,
he said, as the black of space turned to the blue of hyperspace.
The treadmill under his feet had just picked up speed.